Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Liz Dwyer is here, beauty expert and founder of Future Beauty Show. I've got a question for you, Liz. We were talking about this during the week. Laser hair removal. A lot of us in the office were saying we can't get it done because we're too fair. Mm-hmm. And I saw something on your Instagram about this. Now, tell me, have things changed in the world of laser hair removal?
Absolutely. Like, it's moved on like in quantum leaps, basically, in the last, like, even 2 or 3 years that the machines have evolved. So firstly, I guess I can never understand people who would get waxed. You know, I used to get waxed, obviously, in my 20s and stuff like that. And I get really bad ingrown hair. And then you'd have to wait for them to grow back and everything. And then...
Oh, yeah, you're like Chewbacca in the meantime,
oh,
aren't you? Horrible.
And it's like, it's gross, you know, and you couldn't shave and everything, you know. So I started lasering. Like, I did my first laser 13 years ago. Christ, it was so painful. Like, you'd need to be strapped onto the bed. You know, they'd be zapping you and you'd be like, it's like it was like being electrocuted.
I remember having a trial years ago. It kind of felt like a cigarette burn.
Kind of, yeah. It's like zappy and stingy, like someone slapping an elastic band against your skin really hard over and over. So that was then. Now, listen, I have to say it worked. I'm kind of fair. I'd be fairish. Everyone's laughing at me going, you're not fair. You're dyed blonde. And I'm like, no, I actually am fair originally. I was like a little whitey as I was a kid. But I got the hair done on my legs 13 years ago, on my bikini line 13 years ago. And like I said, it was brutally sore, but it worked. It took about 6 to 8 goes. It worked on my legs. Still to this day, I only have to shave my legs maybe 3 or 4 times a year. My bikini line, it worked until I had babies. Then the minute I had babies, hormones took over and it was back.
Stop
like
it, really. Because I've always been told the paler your skin, the better, but the hair needs to be quite dark. Is that,
was the old lasers. Yeah. The old lasers needed to go in and they needed to zap pigment, basically. You know, so they needed to find like a very dark pigment in order for it to work. The laser goes in and annihilates the bulb at the bottom of the hair follicle. So the darker that is, the more the laser can kind of get in and direction it. Now these are the old lasers. Now we're into a whole new breed of lasers. They are like a million times better. The one I was trialing was the Venus Epilave. Now I have to do it on my face. I'm like, great, thank you.
Around the chin, is it?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know, like me. Oh, God. Oh,
like just when you're getting one problem solved, another one starts and freaking growing a beard.
Yeah, it's hardly a beard now, Liz.
You'd be surprised.
It's a bit for Ronnie now, but hardly a beard.
Oh, my God. And it's on my chin and they're so wiry and you don't notice them. And then you get in the car or something and you look in the driver's mirror and you're just like, seriously, why did no one tell me about that thing growing out of my chin? Anyways, so I'm getting that lasered and I was like, I'll do the bikini line again while we're here. But I would have very fair hair on my face, even the wiry ones. So yes, you can. So the Venus Epilave is just one of the new generation of lasers that are out at the moment. A lot of them can treat fair hair, red hair, light hair. Now, there has to be some level of pigment. So for instance, grey hair, they can't treat, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no pigment in grey hair. If you are maybe like albino or exceptionally blonde, you're not going to be able to do this treatment. But majority of people now, you can get treated and it's very successful. I've only had like 3 goes and I'm like, I don't even need to bother going back now.
Really? Yeah. Because how many sessions does it normally take?
It says 6. But again, I remember the last time it was an hour long and it was torture. Now you're in and out for like, 2 minutes on the face and it's done. It's incredible. And it's completely painless. They have a cooling element as well. So you don't feel anything. And it's literally over and done. You're like, sorry, did you even do that? You know.
Amazing, yeah.
So it's really evolved like incredibly. And it's become much more reasonable as well. Like again, it used to be a couple of £100 a go. Now you're looking at a couple of £100 for 6 sessions, you know.
Really, yeah.
So this is a great thing about it. And it's only going to get cheaper and better. They used to use, in the industry, they used to use the IPL machines a lot for hair removal. And in fact, IPL can actually stimulate hair growth. So in the wrong follicle, in the wrong hands, you can have the reverse effect. You don't get hair loss, you get hair stimulation. Great on your head maybe, but not on your face or wherever else.
Just with the leg, you know, when you get the leg done, it's such a big area though. How do they manage to kind of get all the hairs, or do you still find the hairs will come in places?
No, because the laser head as such, again, it used to be a small little thing like the size of, you know, maybe like a €2 coin or something. But now they have giant heads, like different probes. They just zoom all over up and down your leg in about 2-3 minutes. Like it's so quick, you wouldn't believe it. You actually don't believe you're going to go back, didn't work. There's no way that's going to work. Yeah. And then you have nothing left, so you're going to be going, oh no, it did work. So it's brilliant.
So
now I have to caveat this though.
Yeah.
So with lasers, okay. The problem with lasers, okay, is a lot of beauticians, salons, clinics, now I'm not saying all, but a lot of them have old technology. They have old machines. And they're, you know, they're doing these offers, you know, like, you know, 4 areas for 10p kind of thing or whatever it is. and they're using the old lasers, which are dead. So laser heads effectively only have a certain amount of zaps in them in a lifetime. And they run out. And like you as a consumer don't realise that that laser head is dead. You're just like, I'm getting a great laser deal. So you have to be very careful about where you're going, because the clinic has to have invested. And these machines are very expensive. Like you're talking €50,000, you know, for a good machine. Yeah, so the clinics that are investing in them are going to, they're going to be good clinics, you know, whereas there's a lot of clinics who have old crappy machinery or stuff you can buy. You have to be careful. Like you think laser would be safe enough. And actually, again, in the wrong hands, the old machines can burn your skin. They can make your hair grow. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're going to a reputable clinic, salon, or some, you know, place that's doing this day in, day out, and that has invested in new machinery. As I said, I was using the Venus Ethylase, which is one of the, you know, the fastest lasers in the market. But there is other good lasers out there as well. But again, it's the clinic or, you know, the practice in question that will determine what they have. You know, so be sure to ask and say, what machine are you using? How old is it? When did you last change your laser head? They'll probably be looking at you going, who is this one? But you know what? You know, it's your money, your skin.
That's
you know
a lot
I mean?
Of
like,
money.
Make sure,
yeah.
Like, you know, your prices for about €200 or €300 for, let's say, the face, and then up to, you know, a couple hundred for legs, body, everything. And again, all these clinics are doing deals.
I'm sure,
you know,
it's
packages
so,
and so
yeah,
forth. You know?
It's so worth it when you think of the hassle of shaving your legs all the time. I mean, even the blades, sure, that you buy are so expensive anyway.
And waxing. I was like, waxing is so expensive. Not to mention the pain. But also, like, the beauty of this is, like, when you get your hair, wherever you get your laser, your bikini, your underarm, your face, your back. A lot of men are doing it now, actually. Yeah. The girl in Beauty One, which is where I was going first, which is in Dublin 4, there's a gym upstairs, a really fancy gym called Eden One. And she's like, we have more men coming in here, getting their chest, their back, and even like around the nape of their neck and stuff done than women. They were saying it's more popular with the men because it's quick, it's efficient, it's gadgety. Men love gadgets, you know. It's not just for women at all. Yeah, no, it's just incredible. Like in terms of the money, you're like, okay, it's an outlay for sure. But like I always found it, for me, it was the fake tan. I was like, oh, you need to be putting on your fake tan, then your hair will grow back in. Then you'll be shaving off your legs and you put back on the fake tan. Like
I
it was
know.
This constant rigmarole.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll be on holidays or whatever, or your bikini line, you'll be cut off guard.
And I don't know about you, Liz, but the second I shave my legs, sure, the stubble is back instantly. It
yeah,
just
and
lasts
it, like,
5 minutes.
And it's grim. And so the minute you do even one treatment laser, that hair strength goes. Women get that a lot. And menopause, all of these kind of stuff, you know, like all the lovely stuff we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Hello. It's great for that. You know what
so
I mean?
So do
like,
you go
I
in?
Highly recommend it.
Do you go in with your legs shaved or?
Yeah, you go in with everything shaved.
Everything
or they shave
shaved.
You there. And actually, sorry, yeah. One more thing I forgot to mention. Tan. Beforehand, you weren't allowed to be tanned. So that was another thing, right? You'd be like, you're going in and they'd be like, oh, have you been out in the sun? You're like, yeah, you're a fake tan on or whatever. And they're like, no, we can't do you. Come back in 6 weeks or 7 weeks when your tan has faded. So that was annoying. Anyway, so they've changed that. Not that they've changed that, but again, the lasers have evolved. They can now target skin that's been tanned. So that's great. So it's another kind of, you know, help.
Well, I tell
so
you what.
Win-win, I'm telling you. Like,
I'm
going to
spread the word. I'm spreading
yeah.
the word because we were all saying, oh, we can't get it done. We can get it done now.
Totally
brilliant.
Can get it done. Like 100%. And I'm telling you, you'll come back to me and go, that was the best 300 grand I ever spent in my life.
Yeah. See, you I know. Knew you'd know. You always yeah. know the latest what's going on, which is why you are the founder of Future Beauty. She knows everything that's going on in the world of beauty. Liz, you're a legend. We'll chat to you soon. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.
It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.